wrong.
Deal. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Tuesday. Predators fall in overtime last night to the Tampa Bay Lightning. 3-2, but they get the point. We say hello now to Hal Gill, who was on the call with Max Herz. Hal, I listened to you and Max for a good chunk of the game. I had the ESPN Plus broadcast on, but you guys on the radio sounding magnificent as always.
Oh, thank you for saying that. And thanks for tuning in, Chase.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. You've been through this before as a player, but maybe not the caliber of Steven Stamkos, who spent 16 seasons in Tampa Bay. It was the only place he knew. You know, how tough is it, you know, not only for the player himself, but the team to kind of go into that emotional environment like he did last night?
Well, I think for the team, it's not really. I mean, Tommy Novak was speaking on it, and he said it pretty well. He's like, yeah, it'd be really cool, you know, to be there for that. But it's, you know, I got a game to play. Whereas, you know, Steven Stamkos, who's the heart and soul of Tampa Bay Lightning and is not there anymore, and he's returning in a different jersey. It's a big thing, and it's different for him. It's hard for him. Emotional for everyone. And so, you know, the fans and Stamkos. So, I got to imagine after all that is said and done, he's got to feel like the world is lifted off his shoulders. Now he can just go on and play hockey. You know, I think it's been lingering. That game was on the calendar and everyone is talking about it. But now I got to imagine he feels pretty good this morning that I can just go play hockey now.
Yeah, so you kind of answered my question, but that was going to be my next point of it. It kind of feels like now he's gotten past that first hurdle or whatever you want to call it, and now he can just kind of do his thing. I mean, I guess you don't realize.
I'm not a Tampa Bay Lightning anymore. I'm a Pred. You know,
bingo.
I moved on.
That chapter is closed. So the point streak continues. They didn't get the win last night, but they won three in a row going into last night's game and then get the overtime point. And what we've seen is this team falls down, you know, 2-0, and they battle back. So we're seeing some of that resolve early in the season. What are kind of your thoughts over the last handful of games?
Why do they keep doing that?
I know, right?
it's frustrating because we can see how hard they are to play against. We know we saw it, the relentless game, and yeah, you added different players and you changed the chemistry of the team, but you know, in the second period, they started pushing back, and third period, they were good. You know, like, they had their moments, and then, you know, they need to put, you know, 60 minutes of moments together, and then they're going to have more success. But it is, I'm sure it's frustrating for everyone. You know, why can't we get a good start? But I will say, you said the resolve, like, they're finding ways. They got a point on the road against a really good team in Tampa Bay. So, and Tampa is, like, just watching them in person and seeing Kucherov point, the way they – Hedman, the way they move the puck around, the way they know each other and play off each other, the give and goes, the way they create space for themselves is pretty impressive. So it's not an easy job to stop those guys. And so I give the boys credit. They battled back and got a huge point.
Hal Gill is with us. You know, one guy that I was kind of wondering what was going on was Gus Nyquist. I think he's been unlocked, so to speak, as he's now got three goals on the year. Do you feel like that now he's kind of gotten back into his game like we saw with him last year?
Yeah, well, I think he's so smart. I'm blown away by his hockey IQ, you know, and that's something that maybe a lot of people don't notice, and I wouldn't notice until you say, oh, wait a second. Like, let's look at that play again. You know, just the way he sees the ice and waits for his timing and waits for his spot. You know, he's got all the skills, but it's more about the way he reads the ice and compliments players that he's playing with. And I think that's a big part of it. You know, you can't be a one-man show. Gus isn't a one-man show. He goes out there and uses his teammates and times it well and sets up plays before they even happen.
We're talking to Hal Gill this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. Hal, you know, I love the word dichotomy, and we could use it here with the Preds in the first five games of the season and the last four they've played. What has been the biggest difference you've seen? Attitude, effort, what is it from your eyes you've seen?
Hold on. I ran to grab my thesaurus, and I'm back. Dichotomy.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know what this team is. Like, I feel like, you know, they're split personalities, and I'm not sure where they are and how they're going to end up. And I think that's what Bruno is looking at, kind of shaking his head. I think a lot of it has to do with the idea of lines were in their head and how they want to have lines going, and they're trying to shake it up and figure it out. And that went with the D pairs. Last night, the D pair switched up, and Shen was playing with Yossi, and Fabro moved with Shea. You know, they're shaking up lines to try to find out who they are and how they are going to play together, and it's taking some time right now. So I don't know what they are, and I don't know how they're going to end up. And that's the exciting part, because they do have that fight. They have good players. They just got to put them all together.
Well, I saw it last night. I mean, you're down. You think, oh, they go to Tampa. It's a lot of emotion. Stamkos returning home. And they fought. I watched the game. They fought the entire time. So when you get effort like that, and I know they came away with a point in the loss and you won't get the 2 points, but still, I thought the effort last night, at least from my eyes, Hal, but you were there, was not bad.
No, yeah, the effort's there. I will say, the start of the game, it's like, guys, like this, you're on the road. Like, let's buckle down. You know, like let's play harder in the start of that game. But it took a little bit to wake up, and then they were going, and then they were competing. And I think, you know, I know there's a lot of negative people out there, and I'm not pointing at anyone on my team and my crew that might be negative out there. But there's a lot of negative people. And they don't care. They're fighting through it, you know. And so I give them credit for that. But it's got to be consistent is the problem. And that's not always easy to get done. It's the NHL's a tough. It's hard to bring the same effort and bring the same execution every shift. But I think they got to get to more of that.
They have, since they played last night, they're off the next two nights. So what do you do with that extra day? Because usually, you know, the way the schedule falls, it's like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you're playing every other night. Do you think that Andrew Brunette tries to give these guys a little bit of a rest, or is that something that where they can work on some of these little mistakes that they've made?
That's an interesting question, because they haven't practiced much. You know, they haven't really had and they've had time to, and they still get days off. I think Brunette is trusting the veteran leadership that they're going to work. And that was always a Barry Trotz thing. When I got traded to Nashville, I'm looking, I talked to Shea Weber, and I'm like, Webs, we don't practice that much. And he was like, yeah. And then when we did practice, it was more, hey, let's go feel good, have fun, like snap it around, work hard, but we're not going to be out here forever. And it was, I was wondering why we didn't practice that much. And Webbs turned to me and said, if we work our butts off in the game, we don't have to practice as hard. So just make sure you work your butt off in the game. And I think that's what Bruno is kind of taking and saying, hey, I'll give you days off, get your rest. But when it comes game time, you better work. And so with a couple days off, you know, you need to rest. It's a grind. It's games are fast. And the guys, you get tired. That's the bottom line, is you get fatigued. Maybe not the third or fourth line guys that don't get that many minutes, but certainly power play guys. You know, Ryan O'Reilly doesn't need to practice. He's playing a lot of minutes in all positions. And so give him rest and let them go and work. But I do think they have the balance of, okay, do they feel prepared for a game? And that was, as a player, I needed to be on the ice because I needed to feel like I was prepared. And so it's different for every player, and you try to figure out what's best for your team.
Hal, who is one guy that probably doesn't stow up on the stat sheet, and that's fine, through these nine games that you really like? You think they're doing a great job?
Alex Carrier has been awesome. I'm not sure if it's – I feel like it may be a confidence thing where he's just got a ton of confidence in his game. But he looks like he's – and actually, it was about two games ago, I said, hey, you know what? Carsey's doing pretty good. We got to start building a package for the TV side. And like, I want to showcase what he's doing really well. And then, of course, he goes out, has an assist, scores a goal, And I'm going, okay, hey, it's paying off, you know. So I've been really impressed with him. I think there's a lot of guys that are playing well. I just think Karzy has stood out. And a lot of guys that are playing well that maybe aren't getting rewarded for it because you need to play well as a team, you know. And that's going back to my other point is you can't do it alone. You got to have your teammates with you. And so, you know, I think there's guys that are going to pop. It's just a matter of figuring out that chemistry with the team.
Do you think Zach LaRue has pretty much taken the spot right now?
Yeah, he looks good. Doesn't
he's
he?
Fun, man. Like,
he's fun to watch, and you know, he clicks right in with that line. That's one of those things where, you know, they've tried other guys with McCarron and Smith, and I feel like, you know, they looked good, but then they'd give up a bad goal, and you're like, your fourth line can't give up bad goals. You just can't. It kills you. You know, you're not getting the offensive upside, but you can't give up goals. And when LaRue got out there, I feel like everything changed. They just worked together. They clicked. They have the same mindset on the forecheck, and they hound like dogs. And it's a lot of fun to watch. And Zach LaRue is fits that bill perfectly. So fun to watch him. His energy is awesome too, I think. You know, you just see him get over the boards, and it's, you know, he's not going around being crazy. You know, he just took a penalty, his first penalty, and I was expecting him to do, you know, he has a history of going over the line, but he's only taken one penalty, and, you know, I think it was a bad luck penalty more than anything. And I think he's finding his way, and he's finding his way with a good line that can be, you know, don't forget that fourth line has always set the trend, and then, you know, get on the forecheck, work your butt off, and then that first line jumps over the boards with some momentum. And that's been a big calling card for last year, is how they played and how they were relentless for four lines, and they got it done.
No doubt. Preds back in action Thursday night against the Edmonton Oilers. Hal, appreciate it as always, and we'll see you Thursday.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay, what's up?
Every L Smashville, I'm wondering, this is my question, is, you know, okay, Connor McDavid is out. That's great. But do you want to see Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You know, you get to see one of the best players in the world, but looks like he's out and he's back home in Edmonton. I don't know. That's a good poll for your fans, as listeners. Do you miss watching Connor McDavid, or would you rather him just sit this one out?
So what's funny is I when Edmonton was here before, I took some friends and I asked them, have you ever seen McDavid play live? And they said no. And I go, well, just get ready. And the goal he scored was just, I mean, sick. You know, it was just one of those. And it's just, I never saw Gretzky live, but this guy is just, it's something. It's something to see him play.
It really is. So I'm sad that he's out, but happy that, you know, that takes a lot of pressure off of the Preds. They can go out and play and not worry about 97 barreling down on him.
I don't know. Dreisaitl and Hyman, like, they're pretty good, too.
Oh, so. There's other options. There's other options.
No doubt. All right, Skillsy, appreciate you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hal Gill joining us here on the program. You can hear him on Away Radio when they're on the road on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and also see him on the FanDuel Sports Network as a part of Preds TV coverage. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.